Now the discussion in the Gemara, according to the Rashi learns, the question, the Baya. So Rashi learned that Reb Chiya asked Reb Yochanan, it's a little bit ambivalent in terms of the Gemara, to figure out what the question is. Ta benoi finoefes mahu. If he erred in a matter concerning adulterers, what's the din? So you have to figure out what the question is. Now Rashi learned that the question is, Mahu Zika mi amrinan ma'adrina lei l'chava. That is to say, if they erred on the side of schus, put it a different way, does the schus stick or not, or do you bring them back? Even though in general, if they erred l'schus, we don't bring them back. But we did say that that's only if the error was in a matter that the tzedukim do not acknowledge. So now he seems to be asking that question in a general way about noef and noefes. If they erred in noef and noefes, do we say that we bring them back? So the plain meaning would seem to be that's the question. Do you have these issues? Are there issues concerning the noef and noefes that would determine whether you chayev or pata? Right, it's an area where you could err l'schus, and the decision would stick. Or no, the alternative would be no, there are no such. You don't have issues like
it's
that.
It's just a factual question.
Seems to be. Yeah, he's asking a factual question. Okay? Could be. That's what Rashi says. Then Rashi proceeds to explain it that way, because he's coming from Rotzeach. Rotzeach is the case. That's the universal case, so to speak, of capital punishment. And he's saying that there you have many issues that are determinative, consequential. So you can make a mistake at any one of these areas in favor of the defendant, and it would stick. Okay? Avol benoi feno efes, but benoi feno efes, leka to usulus chusa. There are no such issues, which seems to be that it's a simple matter. Once you have the testimony that obviously you have to know that she was a married woman, but of course, that goes without saying that they're testifying about a married woman. They're not testifying. You can't raise that as an objection. Maybe she's married, maybe she's not married. That's not an issue. Obviously, she's not married, so there's no case. The penalty we're talking about, adultery, is only with regard to the woman, by the way. According to Allah, it has nothing to do with the status of the man. We're not interested if the man is married or single, it's irrelevant. Adultery, according to Allah, is defined as the violation of an Eishes Ish. So it's the woman. So that's it. If they committed adultery, so there's no defense, so to speak. There are no issues, technicalities. So he seems to be saying, that's his problem. Are there technicalities over here? Yeah.
So you're saying that...
To answer. Is he saying, Mahu? Okay? What's going to be? Amalei said to him, Adamokdach Yokid Zil Kotz. How do you pronounce that? I think it's Karchon? Krach? What? Krach Vitzoli. Interesting expression. So it means to say, basically, what he's telling him is that while you're involved in the subject, you should go through the subject completely. While the fire is burning, Rashi says, cut your deluin and fry them with the fire. Kolom abiod shata osek. As long as, while you're still involved in the teaching, ten leiv lohaven ulahosif lekach. Pay attention to understand and to increase your understanding of the principle. Harei shamata mimeni, you've heard from me, ta b'davar shatzdukin modenbo, that if you erred in a matter that the Sadukim agree to, Choser. Choser. Vahai Dabar Shatzdukim Modimbo. Who? And this is a matter that the Sadukim Modimbo. What's the matter? That is to say that Noah, for no office, received the death penalty. Okay? One second. A little strange answer. It was also stated, Amar Rabami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabami said the name Rabbi Yochanan, Tov and Noef Choser. That if he erred, in the case of Noef, he's Choser. Which means to say, because it's a Davar Shatzdukim Modimbo. Okay. That's consistent with what you just said, right? Ah. Then the Gemara says, Elohech Dami Ein Chozrin. But if so, then how, in what situation, in what circumstance, are they not Chozer? Right, what does that mean? This is very confusing. So Rashi, Elohech Dami Ein Chozrin. Diktani Masnis and Stam. The Mishnah learns Stam. Dinei Nefashos. Ein machzir l'chova. That dine nefashos, you're not machzir l'chova. Varayos nami b'mashma. That's what's bothering him. That we learned in the Mishnah in a general way that dine nefashos, you're not machzir l'chova. Okay? And that implies in all cases of dine nefashos. And arayos is also included. So now if you're going to tell me that there is one case of Arayos where you are Machzir L'chova, because everything over there is an issue of Tzeduk and Modenbo, so that's going to be a problem with the statement in the Mishnah. Then the statement in the Mishnah should have been modified. Since the statement was made Stam, with no exception, that would imply that every case of capital punishment, you're not Machzir L'chova. You're not Machzir L'chova. If he's found innocent, he's acquitted. Because it sticks. That's that. Mishnah is tzaddik within. So that means, put it a different way, that there's always ta'us l'schusa. That there's areas, there's room in every case for a ta'us, which would be l'schus. That would be something that the Sadukim are not modibo. So that's what bothered him now. Because once he said that the no'ef and no'efes is something which the Tzedukim are moded to. So he's saying, hey, Dami ain't chosen. Under what circumstances? Explain to me how the principle works, because there must be something over here that they're not going to be moded to. Okay? That's what he says. That's how Rashi learns. So what does he say? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan answered the question. Kagon she'atah shelo kedarka. That the error was on the matter of Shelo Kedarka. What does that mean? It means to say, be a Shelo Kedarka. That's the question. Let's say that the case, the testimony was that adultery was committed, but it was be a Shelo Kedarka. And that's the question. Is it considered to be adultery, or Nechayev Nisa, and so on and so forth, only if it's be a Kedarka? What about Bia Shelo Kedarka? Is that considered to be Bia for the purpose of the violation and for the Chiyav Misa? So, in point of fact, it is. Your Chiyav Misa for Bia Shelo Kedarka. That's considered to be adultery. Suppose they erred. Suppose the Bezdin erred and found them innocent because they thought that it's only the only Chiyav Misa when it's Bia Kedarka. So in that case, they found him innocent, even though the truth is that he's guilty. It doesn't matter, because that's considered to be davar she'einat stukim modimbo. Yeah, because that's something which is part of the Tosh Bal Peh. That makes sense. However, it's not so simple. Whether that's davar, as you will see, it's not so simple. But that's how Rashi learns the sugya. Take a look at Rashi. Kagon ta hadayon vizika benoef. Vinoefes. Now it's interesting, off the cuff. He should have said Shetah Sanhedrin. I don't know why he says the Dayan. Well, it's clearly a Sanhedrin. But all right, whatever. Hadayon. The dayon. It's funny. I don't know.
Get it from the beginning. You know?
Nothing major that I'm going to make an issue out of. It just strikes me as funny. She told us Sanhedrin it should have been. I don't know why Rashi is reverting to the dayon. Just an observation. I'm not going to start a whole tumult over this. It says that dayon erred in adultery, shaloka darka. And this, he says, is a davar she'ena thuy modenbo. Loma farish chiyuve the hedya. Because this is not explicitly stated in the Torah. The Rabbanan Yalfila mean Mishkeve Isha. Because the Chacham learned that from the Pasuk Mishkeve Isha. Where is that stated? That's based on Vayikra Perikav Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Yish Asha Yishkav as Zachar Mishkeve Isha. A man who lies with a man, the lyings, mishkeve is plural, of a woman. So Eva Asu Shneem, most Yumasu Demeim Bam. See that the idea of Via Shalom Kedarka is clearly alluded to in the Chumash, but that's not really equivalent to an explicit statement. You need to rely upon the principles of Tarsh Baal Tzav. Once you have, if you accept the validity of those principles and how that whole system works, so then you can go back to the pasuk and say, yeah, this is what it's alluding to. But if you don't have the principles of Tarsh Baal Tzav, then just because it says Mishkevei, the lyings, that doesn't necessarily mean Bi'ish Lo Kedarka. It's just an expression. The way the Torah expresses itself. You follow? A person that's operating purely on the basis of the written law cannot make that deduction legitimately. You can take possibility, maybe that's what the author intended. But plain and simple, you require more. How do I know? Maybe that's just an expression. He's saying that this is Dover Shane of Sukum Bagumbo. And he says, Mishkeve Isha. You learn that from Mishkeve Isha. Yeah, but fine. Rashi needs to make it true. But that only means to say that there's a root, there's an allusion in the Tarsh Bechsav. But the idea itself is something which you need, the principle of Tarsh Baal Peh. And if you're going to say that the Tzedukim do not acknowledge the Tarsh Baal Peh, so then this is Tav Adav Sheidat Tzedukim Modembo. They made a mistake. But once they paskin that he's innocent, that's it. Take a look. That's on page Kufchav Gimel in the Meiri. It's in the last paragraph, second column, in the middle of the paragraph which begins with Hamesis. And tell me what you think, whether Meiri would agree with Rashi or not. In the Meiri, he says, "V'davar shatzlukim modimbo, hu adavar hamafurish b'Torah." That's something which is explicit in the Torah. "Osha yesh lidrosh mitocha kein lehedya." Well, one can be dorish. One can interpret from it explicitly. It's the allusion is there in the Torah, but it requires drush. So it would seem, if that's the case, that mishkevei is you could be dorish. It's not just purely something which is unrelated to the text itself. In other words, there's all kinds of drushos. There's drushos which are, the Meir uses the language in, by saying that something they're not moded to is something which is not mafurish b'tara, and you can't be doresh lehedya. It's not an explicit kind of drush, which means to say there's different kinds of drushos. There are drushos which there's no obvious connection between that and the principle. It's you have to utilize all kinds of abstract rules, like Zera Shava and so on and so forth. For example, the fact that it's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on the first night because of tesvav, tesvav. That's not something which is mafur. Yesh lidrosh lahedya. No one would acknowledge that purely on the basis of the text. It's the 15th, so this comes out on the 15th, and that comes on the 15th, in two different months. So because of that, you're going to tell me that the rules, you're going to make such a far-fetched in terms of the written text itself. No, that's something that is part of the Masora. And based upon all the principles after all of that, then you can go back and you're going to show how it works into the text, but works into the text in not in an obvious way. In a manner which only those who accept the system will acknowledge. Here, the Mishkaveh, as we said, lends itself to this idea. The only thing is that without the system, you would have no way of knowing absolutely. But if the idea is one which is pretty open, glaring in the text, so that's he says is something which the Sukkim will acknowledge. Now, here you find something very fascinating, that there is indeed a machlokas as to what exactly the Sukkim would acknowledge, which at first glance seems to be problematical, because that would seem to be a matter of facts. Okay? So the plot thickens. So Ashalokadaka, Pirusha Kuntras, Lo Mefaresh Chiyuva Behedya, that the Chiyuv is not explicitly explained. The Alfinon, it's the Alfusa, so to speak, it's deduction, between Mishkeve Isha, from the expression Mishkeve Isha, Shtei Mishkevos Be'isha. There are two forms of sexual relations. The Ein that's Tzedukim Modin, and the Tzedukim are not Modin. V'kasha, the B'dav is there Modin. Does raise the question that in fact they are Modin to this. K'demuchach v'perakamador Arayos. That's clear in the first parak in Arayos. Taftal Amar Aleph. The Yomar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Ain bezin chayam, the bezin that made a mistake, and they made a wrong psak. So and then people acted on that. So bezin has to bring a carbon for their mistake. So ain bezin chayavin, bezin is not chayiv, ache yoru b'davar she'ain asukin modin bo. So you have the same thing. That is to say, that pretty much the same idea." That there is such a thing as a mistaken psak, but the mistaken psak has to be a real mistake. Just like we're saying over here, it's very similar. That is to say, it's a matter which is something that's part of the oral law. So there's different ways you can learn and all of that, and they came to the wrong conclusion. So that's a hora. That has the shame, like we're saying over here, has the shame of a hora. But the same rule applies. If they erred, no matter. Shatzlukim Modenbo, Zilkari Beirav. So that's not a mistake. That's not a hora. And that's ignorance. As we explained, pretty similar to what we're talking about over here. That there's a difference between a mistake and between ignorance. That's not a mistake. A person doesn't know anything. Any kid knows this. So you can't call that a judicial mistake. But you can say a judicial mistake is when they're familiar with the area, have a certain amount of knowledge, and they're able to deliberate and reason through, and they came to a false reason. They came to a false conclusion. That's a mistake. So that's the phenomenon that you have over there. And the Gemara does mention that this takes place. This carbon is applicable only when the mistake was something that the Sedukim and Amoda. And then the Gemara mentions that. That be a shalokadarka as something which the tzedukim are not moded to uparech, and the Gemara says v'hamishkevei isha ksev, but it says mishkevei isha. In other words, the Gemara wants to regard at first. There's a havamina to regard be a shalokadarka as something which would not require a carbon, because it's too obvious. Then, I'm sorry, as something which would require a carbon. Would require a carbon. Then the Gemara refutes that by saying, but no, it's Mishkeve Isha. It's explicit. And therefore, would not require a carbon. So that's different than Rashi. Because according to Rashi, if they made a mistake, I'm going to be a shloka darka. So that should be something which would require a carbon, because that's a hora. Over here, Rashi is regarding be a shloka darka as a hora. It's a legitimate ma'aseh hora. And even though it was betos, it sticks. You see? However, Rashi is caught in this contradiction. And you could take a look at Horoyos. In the matter of Horoyos, where the issue is whether Bezdin should bring a carbon or not, because they paskin betos, and there too you have the same criteria, that is to say, that it has to be a matter which is ma'aseh hora, and the Gemara brings up the possibility of Biyash Lokadarka, but the Gemara refutes it and says that no, Biyash Lokadarka is Mishkavisha. So over there, it regards that as being of the kind of a mistake, Zilkari Beirav. That it's everybody knows this. And therefore it's not considered to be a Maisa Hora. For the purpose of the carbon, it's not considered to be a Maisa Hora. So Tosis is saying the same thing should apply over here. What's the difference? Did you guys look up the Gemara in Horayos?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Am I correct? You got it there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good preparation. All right, so that's the question. Shlomo Tosa says, the Hachamairi Bahara, the Amar, the Kedarka Afilu Bahara, Asr, Shalo Kedarka, the Gemar Bia, Asr, Hara Asharya. Okay, the thing is as follows, that there is Shalo Kedarka, that's Tzeduka Modenba, because it's Mishka Vaisha. But then there's another issue to be considered, because there's another technicality concerning Bia, and that is Hara, where there was just entry, but there wasn't the conclusion of the Maisa Bia. So is that sufficient? It's incomplete, so to speak, Maisa Bia. Is that sufficient to warrant the penalty? So here's the way it works. If it's Kedarka, Bia Kedarka would be different than Shalo Kedarka, in this respect, that if it's Kedarka, it's an interesting distinction. If it's Kedarka, so even if it's just Hara, and it's not a complete Bia, then he's Chayav. And apparently, the way these Rishonim are learning, even the Tzedukim would be motivated to that. Because it says, Es Makora Hara, Har Makar, that's the Kedarka area. Hara, he entered, so to speak. There's just the contact of the Aver. So that's Mufurash. So even the Sugan would be Moda. So if it's that, Makora Hera is a reference to Bia Kedarka. And if it's just Hara, then that's enough. Even if the Bia was interrupted, so to speak, or incomplete, whatever you want to say. So that would warrant the death penalty. Okay, and that it seems, according to these Rishonim, that even the Tzedukim accepted that, because I just cited the puzzle. Now, what about Shalo Kedarka? We've already stated that Shalo Kedarka is also considered to be Bia. But what about if it's Hara Shalo Kedarka? So, this is something which the Tzedukim are not motivated to, according to Tosfos. That is to say, the Dayanim, when the Gemara says Shalo Kedarka, it's not referring to ordinary Bia Shalo Kedarka, because you can't say that. When it says Shalo Kedarka, it's really a reference to Ha'ara Shalo Kedarka. That is something that the Tzedukim are not Moda to, because that's not Makora Hera. So therefore, but then these judges made that mistake. They thought along the same lines, that Ha'ara is only Chayev when it's Kedarka. But if it's Shalo Kedarka, they paskin that it's Patna, because it's Hara Shalo Kedarka. But in point of fact, you're Chayev. So it was Te'usa L'Shusa. So that's Hechi Dami. He wanted to know, give me an example of Davar She'ein Hatzduka Modembo, which will manifest itself in the area of Noif and Olafes. That's the case. All right, now if this is maybe terminology, I'll explain. You following? Pitos v'yeshlo v'nachemari v'harah, that this is talking about harah. The Amar Bikadarka Filibara Asa. That is to say that Bia Kadarka, so even Hara is Asa. Shalokadarka Bigmar Bia Asa. But in Shalokadarka it's only with the conclusion of the Bia. That it's Asa Hara Sharya. But the Hara is not Asa. Alpha Gav the Parachasam Ahishnuya Mikal Makam, Lafia Maskanadasam, Itukam Ahishnuya Shapya. All right, so then that's the merely saying that the Gemara asked the question on this, and, but according to the Maskana, Tosis is just giving you a reference now. According to the Maskana of the Gemara, this answer is upheld. That is to say, these facts are upheld. And now we've established that there is an area which is a possibility, a technicality of mistake, which can lend itself to a mistake in his favor. But it's davar she'einat sugim odim bo, and therefore, if they made such a mistake and they found him innocent, because they thought that hara is only chayav b'kedarka, not shelo kedarka, so they found him innocent, then they discovered the mistake. It's too late; you can't bring him back l'chov because it's tzadik b'din. Okay. The main problem, of course, in approaching this would be Rashi. Seems to be a contradiction. I mean, the Gemara in Haroyos, and Rashi himself over there says, right? Rashi doesn't, obviously Rashi knew the Gemara in Haroyos. All right, so I'll be putting this question on hold, and before we deal with it, we're going to do the Tosus, which we began yesterday. Ketoa benoef and oefes mahu. Okay? I'll just go through it quickly. I'm not going to, yesterday we went in length. So Tosus begins by citing the Pshat of Rashi. The Benoef Leka Tos L'Schus. That by Noef, you don't have a Tos L'Schus. That's what Rashi said. And so it says, but there's many, many such possibilities. And he begins to cite them. The one we did yesterday, whether the witnesses have to testify that they actually saw the actual bia itself, or it's they don't have to, but they saw them locked in a lover's kind of an embrace, which we have an assumption that that always leads to bia. So perhaps they made a mistake there. That is to say that that would be where the witnesses testified that they saw them in the lover's embrace, but they didn't see the actual bia. And Bezdin found them innocent because they thought that you have to see the actual beer. So that's a toast, and that's a but. Since that's a matter of ain't a stuka modembo, then it wouldn't be brought back. Or he says chaver boi hasra, that is to say the issue of chaver, that is a Talmud Chacham, requires hasra. Or that he has to be yater, he has to warn himself, so to speak. That's what we discussed, that he has to maintain that in spite of the fact that the warning is not complete until he acknowledges the warning. Or that the two edim have to warn him. Now what I want you to do is explain to me each one how, what the mistake was. First one I explained to you how the mistake, what was the mistake l'schus? What was the error? What was the error l'schus? Take each one. Chaver ba hasra, what was their error? Tosus says chaver ba hasra is a case which is a davar she'ein hatzduka modembo, and there you'll have to usul l'schusa. The question is, how would you have to usul l'schusa? So we have to assume that this person was a chaver. And he didn't have Asra. Because if he had Asra, so then he's Chayav. What was their mistake? Apparently, you'd have to say that their mistake was that he didn't have Asra, and they found him innocent because they said he didn't have Asra. Because they said a Chavir requires Asra. Right? Yep. Apparently, the way Tosfos is learning that's a mistake. That's a mistake, because really he doesn't require Asra. Fidel that he does require Asura. And they found him innocent on that basis. But and even once the mistake was discovered, you can't bring him back because it's Zavish and Stukim Odenba. The only problem is, if you take a look at the Rambam, in Perek Yud Beis of Sanhedrin, Halacha Beis, Echad Talmud Chacham, the Echad Amaretz, Tzarech Hasra. Shlo Nitna Hasra, El Lahavchin, Bein Shogeg Lamezid. Shema Shogeg Haya. So the Rambam paskins that the Chaver requires Hasra. So if he didn't have Hasra, then the Rambam would say that he's innocent. Or he's found, he can't be found guilty, let's put it this way. So then it's not a mistake. So how does Tosus use that as an example? Then he doesn't qualify as an example. How it would seem from this, you could make a deduction though. It's interesting, you can make a deduction that Tosus didn't paskin like the Rambam. Even the Rambam's psak was a little bit controversial. Because, I think it's the Kesef Mishnah, that there's a machlokas, whether Chava requires Hasra or doesn't require Hasra. And the one who said that Chava doesn't require Hasra, the reason that he gives is because the only purpose of Hasra is to differentiate between Shogeg and Mezid. And the Rambam paskins that he does require Hasra and uses that reason, which is the reason of the other position. So the Rambam was difficult, but I think we explained the Rambam at that point. But nevertheless, it seems that the Tosfos learned simply that if the purpose of Asura is to differentiate between Shogeg and Mezid, so Chavah doesn't require Asura. That's what you could deduce from this Tosfos over here.
How
you can find a Tos, L'schus, but it's a Tos. Because it turns out that a Chavah doesn't require Asura. He held that a chaver tzarech hasra.
Who's
there? The Bezdin. But he doesn't. So there, a case happened in which a chaver was on trial, and they asked, was there hasra? And the answer was that no, there was no hasra. The Edom said there was no hasra. So they paskin that he's innocent on that basis. Because they maintain that a chaver can only be found guilty if he has hasra. But Tosfos is saying the halacha is that he really doesn't require Asra. That was an error. That is to say, they let the guy go free because there was no Asra, when in point of fact he should have been convicted because he doesn't require Asra. But once they let him go, you can't bring him back because it was a Tosfos to Usul Eschusa. It was a Tosfos and a Davish and a Gemotmo. That's what I asked Malamisa. What's that? I'm in Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, and Sanhedrin. So he goes through this issue that it's not enough, even if he shook his head, or even if he says, Yodeani, he's Pater, Achayater Atzmolamisa. Until he, so to speak, warns himself. The Yomar, and he says, Almanas Kenani Yosa. In spite of that, it's full knowledge. That's called Yater Atzmolamisa. See that what Tosis means by Yater Atzmolamisa is simply he's isolating issues that are pertinent to the determination of whether the person is innocent or guilty. And one of them is Yater Atzmon L'Misa, that's a requirement, that he's not given the death penalty unless he, so to speak, warns himself about the death. Now, that's an area where a mistake can be made. That is to say, it's possible that they didn't consider what he said to be sufficient in terms of Yater Atzmon L'Misa. And they let him go free on that basis. But it turns out that they were wrong, that was enough in terms of the requirement of being Yater Atzmon L'Misa. So that's Tosfos L'Eschusa. I think that's what Tosfos is doing. He's just citing issues that are determinative, that are consequential, on which they could have made a mistake, l'schus, and erroneously set him free, but would stand because it's davar shenitzlu k'modim bo. That's a simple way of learning. Because even yater atzmon l'misa, because even the issue of yater atzmon l'misa has to be done in a certain type of a way. There's a formula to that. They may have thought that it didn't meet the test, that he was not Yater Atzma, when in fact he really was Yater Atzma. And that would be a Tosfos Chusah.